/andcast.
Although fatalities from sex account for less than 1% worldwide, there's still some wild and crazy stories about people that have died during sex. In today's season finale episode, we'll be discussing some of those wild stories from around the world. Welcome to another episode of the Cabinet of Dr. Mystery. This is Cam, and I'm your host, Dr. Mystery.
I tried to create living zombies.
Reports that have been made by credible observers of relatively incredible things.
God, give me strength! Yes!
All I gotta do is relax, and they'll take me to their death.
Last chance to evacuate Earth before it is recycled.
This is a wicked, wicked world.
We are all evil in some form or another.
Welcome to another episode of the Cabinet of Dr. Mystery. Joined with me, as per usual, is...
Cam. I'm back.
You know him. You love him.
I'm
That's
here.
It. You know him. You love him. That's it. And you know me. I'm your host, Dr. Mystery. So in today's episode, we're just going to relax and take it easy. We're doing a season finale right now. We have a lot of big things planned for the next season. We'll talk about it a little bit later on. One of the cases that we're going to discuss touches on the subject matter that we're going to talk about next season. We're going to do a big series on that. So we just finished the third part of our Heaven's Gate series. So what we're actually going to do is we're going to drop the rest of the series next season. And as always, the network has the Halloween conference, so we're going to try to put an episode in there. So hopefully you join us for all that fun stuff next season. But in this season finale, we were just going to talk about some weird deaths by sex. So one thing that I have told Cam a few times now, and it's the reason why I had this idea for this episode. There was a woman that, well, I guess this is a story from 1,000 Ways to Die, which was on Spike, right?
I believe so. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was on Spike.
And Spike was the channel for everything. So in the episode, a woman is, I can't remember the name for it, but like you are just like always horny.
Nymphomaniac.
There you go. So she's in the produce aisle, and according to the story, she sees the produce worker, who I was a produce clerk, and I was waiting for this woman my whole life, but she never came. I would have said, you don't need the carrot lady, you've got me. I would have said it like that, too, because that's how I talk to women.
You said she never came? Maybe she always came.
Maybe. Maybe that's why she didn't need me. Anyway, in the story, the woman goes to the produce aisle and or produce department, and she sees a really hot produce clerk, and she's really attracted to him, and she's trying to, you know, curb her urges. So instead, she buys vegetables, and while she's there, she just is more and more horny. So she buys a carrots to go with all of this stuff. So when she's at home, she decides, I am going to masturbate with this carrot. So she, you know, shaves it down. She peels the carrot, uses it to masturbate. And from what I remember when I was a kid watching this, when I wasn't supposed to, was she got a sliver of the carrot inside of her, inside the wall of her vagina. And it was too much beta carotene.
Beta carotene?
Yeah, it like... poisoned her. She got poisoned from having too much of it in her system, because it absorbed very quickly. So I tried to look at the realness of this. Like, is this an actual case that happened? The only thing I can find is that this did happen to somebody. Medical documentation that I could found, it did happen to somebody, but it wasn't that she got poisoned from it. It was that she had some sort of air embolism that happened in the walls.
Oh.
And I believe what would have happened is that would have been a blood clot or something like that. Or it would have just had air inside of her body at some point where it's not supposed to be. And
shit.
It would have caused her to die, right? Have an aneurysm or something.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't verify the 1,000 Ways to Die from Spike's version, but I can verify that, you know, and that's another thing too. If you are, little PSA, if you're eating pussy, don't exhale into the puss, because I'm pretty sure you could do that, right? And I'm pretty sure you could do like some serious damage inside too. I'm not a vaginal specialist. I'm only down there once in a while.
Yeah, I don't imagine they're meant to hold air.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Although that is, isn't that like what a queef is?
Yeah, I was just going to say like a lot of, you know, like pumping air in there when you're during intercourse can cause them to queef. And it could probably be very bad as well, like you pulling out and going back in constantly, right?
Yeah.
So talk to your partner about pumping them with air before you do it. Hey, would you like to be full up of air? Say it like that too.
Would you like to be a balloon?
Yeah. Close your mouth. Here we go. I was going to say, like, let's dive into some wild stories, but it's pretty much all been wild so far. I mean, this is all on par with what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I've told you this story. There's a woman that I used to date in high school. She was very, like, aggressive with me. There's two parts to this story. It fits with this episode, so I might as well tell it now. She told me that she wanted to go on a date with me, and I said, yeah, no, I don't know. Like, I don't really, like, go out with people. I was in high school. Like, it was, like, when I had first moved to a new town and I didn't know anybody, and I just, you know, I was in a relationship with somebody in wherever the fuck I was, I don't know, Ontario somewhere. Oh, that was the woman that I told a story about already, the one that got me arrested and everything.
Yes.
So, you know, that was like a big deal to me. So I wasn't really dating anybody, and she was really aggressive. Like, you're handsome, you're new to the school, like you got to date me, right? And I was like, all right. You know, eventually I caved because I'm a bitch. let's be honest. So we went out to this show. I didn't realize that she was like a heavy smoker. It was like when I smoked, I would go to lengths to kind of cover it up a little bit. I would pop some gum or, you know, wash my hands or something like that, right? And when she smoked, it was like she would smoke and then turn it around and put it in her mouth and chew on it. It was just disgusting. Like, it was like she was smoking like a pack a day, kind of just like for the last 20 years before, when she was in the womb for half of her life. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, fuck, dude. Like, you've been smoking cigarettes for 3 months and you haven't brushed your teeth. Like, fuck. And she wanted to kiss me, and I was like, you know, maybe next time, right? And so what she did was she pushed me up against the, like, she said, hey, can you come outside, right? Before, so she said, come outside away from everybody, well, the concert's happening. And I said, well, you know, I want to watch the music. And she said, come outside. And so she convinced me to go outside with her, just her and I, and she was having a cigarette, obviously. And then she said, like, kiss me. And I said, maybe next time. So she grabbed me, bigger woman, not like bigger wide, but like bigger big, like built like a filing cabinet. That's the way I would describe her. But like a tall filing cabinet with muscles. so she like kind of picked me up a little bit off the ground and pushed me up against the door, and then like forced her entire body against me and stuck her ashtray tongue down my throat. I had never felt so violated in my life. It was fucking wild. So obviously I was uncomfortable. She proceeded later that night, before I managed my getaway, she proceeded to tell me this story. She was in class, and this was her hinting at what everything that she had pierced and everything like that. So she said she was in class. She crossed her legs, and she said the pants that she was wearing were so tight that her clit piercing rubbed against it. And when she crossed her legs, she instantly had an orgasm. I think I was like 16, 17, and I was straight up virgin. Hadn't smoked weed, or maybe like once or twice, and like never drank. I had like a beer or like a couple shots, but like didn't drink at all.
Yeah.
Total virgin. And I'm getting this. It was graphic the way that she described it, like details afterwards. And it was the most uncomfortable thing I had ever been through in my entire life. It was fucking awful. You want another date? Fuck. Anyway, today I am drinking a Lemon Smash American Wheat Ale from High Key Brewing.
And I've got some Beach Life from Rebellion Brewing Co.
I think we tried that Lemon Smash on the last episode. This is something that we got on the weekend?
I believe. Yeah, it was on the weekend.
Yeah.
No, you got this and I got the Dino Sours, which were amazing.
Man, full of regret for not getting those. They look absolutely phenomenal. They smell phenomenal. They taste amazing.
They are really good. It's one of the few beers I've had in a long time that I was able to drink at room temperature and it was still delicious.
That's right. You did drink them at room temperature.
Yeah, I had no power for an entire week last week, so...
And I spent 9 to 10 hours a day there without watching power. Watching my kids. Yeah, without power.
Yeah. It was a rough week last week, so...
Man, that was fun.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So, let's just talk about some stories that aren't mine.
Okay.
In 2013 in Zimbabwe... It was reported that a couple were attacked by a lion after having sex in the bush. The lion killed the woman after interrupting the couple, although her unidentified lover managed to run away. He managed to escape unharmed, or relatively unharmed. He notified the police, and he was said to have escaped wearing nothing but the condom.
Hmm.
Yeah, they found the lady mauled to death. So afterwards, the authorities killed the lion and the other two cats that were roaming around in the area.
Now, here's a question for you. Did they say whether it was a male or female lion? I have a feeling it was probably a female lion.
I would say it's like a male lion. They would have said lioness, right?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure female lions are the ones that do the majority of the hunting and everything.
They could have also just got too close to a pride.
That could be too.
But you're right.
But they didn't specify?
They did not. It's a non-binary lion. Fuck, I'm going to get in trouble for that one.
That's the end of that one.
That's the end of the lion.
So we have, I haven't read these yet, so I'm interested here. We have the garage accident. In 2016 in Russia, an 18-year-old and 20-year-old were discovered inside the garage lifeless. The couple had died from carbon monoxide poisoning. The two were having sex in a running car in the garage with the garage door closed. Temperatures get really cold in that region, so it makes sense that they were trying to warm up, but if the sex is good enough, they wouldn't need the heater. There's also a case of a couple dying the same way in Austria, which, again, cold country. But I mean... Why would you close the garage door? But I'm guessing for privacy?
Yeah, I mean, the whole time I was thinking about this, I was like, you hear about that in the movies where people commit suicide that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah, carbon monoxide poisoning. That's a common way for people to kill themselves.
Right, and so you would think that you would be knowledgeable about this, and you know what the car is pumping out. But I think, people would have closed the garage door for privacy, and maybe they turned it on... thinking they would warm up. But you're right, like, if the sex is good enough, do you really need the car warmed up? Like,
well, it did say they're 18 and 20 years old, right? They're probably
listen to music
or end of the date, let's go back to my place. Oh shit, my parents are still here. I'll just hide out in the garage, but it's cold, so we'll keep the car running, but I don't want anyone on the street to see us fucking, so we'll close the door.
Yeah.
And you know, 18, 20 years old, you're still not as smart as you should
think
be.
You are.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Definitely not as smart as you think you are.
Yeah.
I could see it happening.
Yeah. It's either that, you know, maybe they were listening to music or they had a hankering for NPR.
In Russia?
I would love to meet a Russian that would fuck to NPR. Did you want to read The Plunge?
The Deadly Plunge. In 2019, in St. Petersburg, Russia, here we go, Russia again, a woman died after plummeting along with her partner from a 9th floor flat window while having sex. Her partner survived because she cushioned his fall. Oh, honestly, it's pretty miraculously for surviving around 120-foot drop. Oh, shit.
Yes. Yeah.
That is
so basically, they were having sex on the 9th floor. From what I read, there was a party happening, and they were having sex with, like, the window open, no screen or anything like that. And they, like, changed positions, and they both fell out of the window or off the balcony or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And they fell 120 feet, and she died instantly when her head hit the pavement.
Ugh.
But because he had her underneath him to cushion his fall, he was basically unharmed.
God damn.
So, thank you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I actually, before, there's actually a couple more because I read these. There's a couple more here about people having sex and falling from heights. I actually read about this case. There was two brothers that worked for a scaffolding, or no, they worked on scaffolding cleaning windows.
Okay, yeah.
And the scaffolding company was negligent with something and the scaffolding collapsed.
Mm.
They went on to it too quickly and it was already messed up and it collapsed.
Yeah.
And so they fell down this entire skyscraper from the top. So his brother hit the ground and died instantly because of where he landed. I'm pretty sure he landed on top of his brother, or landed like on top of the scaffolding after it had crumpled.
Mm-hmm.
Like his fall was cushioned, so he didn't hit the dead concrete. Like he would have died instantly.
Yeah,
but he suffered like two broken legs, a broken femur. It was like broken ribs, two collapsed lungs. Like, it was everything. They were like, he's never going to walk again.
Yeah.
But he walks, and he's, yeah, he has a lot of issues.
Well, yeah, I can imagine,
but
you know.
He's alive, and he's walking, so.
That's a lot of trauma, physical and mental.
Yeah. Your brother is underneath you, and you almost died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fucking wild. I'm going to stay here on the couch. So there's a similar story from Ecuador that same year. A 28-year-old woman and her 35-year-old lover. I love that word. Lover. They were said to have died when they fell over the edge of a third floor wall during sex in the capital city of Quito.
But so they both died on this one, though.
Yes.
One didn't cushion the fall of the other.
Nope, they both did. But also a third floor wall.
So they must have both landed right on their heads or something, because it's not like that's, you could jump from that and
right?
Walk away.
I did hear about a very tragic case of a woman falling off of a car and dying that way. But like she was twerking and the guy moved forward and she fell and hit her head. So it doesn't, if you hit your head, it doesn't take much.
No.
Yeah.
No, yeah, people die on stepladders all the time because, yeah, if you fall and hit your head or break your neck or something like that.
There's a really funny picture of me where I was at work and I was trying to, they have these really tall cabinets where I used to work, and I was trying to find the TV cable so I could plug the TV in. And they just had one TV at this location that I never worked at, but I was in charge of. So the first time I was there, I said, why is this TV out? We need all these TVs on. Like, they need to be on specific menus and all this stuff, right? Oh, it's never worked. Okay, I'm going to fix it. Well, I can't move this entire cabinet because there's a bunch of shit inside of it. I need to empty it. It's going to take forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I was going to reach over and get it. But the problem is that the cable has disconnected from the TV. So how the fuck am I going to get it? It's on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we had these grabby things for garbage outside, like because people would leave needles and condoms and all sorts of wild stuff.
Like the claw?
Yeah, the little claw thing, right? I decided I was going to use the grabby thing to pick up the cable. So I literally climbed up on a stepladder and I leaned over where my belly was on the top of the cabinet, and I was dangling my feet off of the little stepladder, and I reached down and I grabbed the thing and I plugged it back in, right? And my boss took a picture and sent it to me, and I put it as my profile picture for my business profile in WhatsApp, which I used for communication with everyone, everyone above and below. And I just got this message from my boss one day, and she said, I don't want to be a buzzkill, but I think your picture is hilarious, and I don't agree with this, but everybody in head office says you need to change it. And it was just one person specifically that was saying, well, you know, we're supposed to be promoting safety in the workplace, and here you are dangling from a cabinet by your stomach. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, come on, just let me have this one thing. Like, I follow all your rules. So I wanted to change it, and it was like, you can see on my hat.
For those listening, the hat says, no fun.
So I found this very funny image where it was literally just this logo that says no fun. And I was going to put that as my profile photo. And I did for a minute, and I got a phone call right away. And it said, put your profile photo or else. put it as a shot of you or else. Yeah. So I think there's one more about people falling after putting it in.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, sure. Fire it off.
Okay. So we also found one other story about a couple in the U.S. that had sex on the rooftop and fell off and died. I think we get the point by now. Stop fucking on rooftops. Yeah. I don't know. I've also heard of people fucking during skydiving, but I don't think anyone's died.
No, I'm going to say this. Paraphrase. I didn't watch a porno. I'll tell you when I do, because I do. So it was this woman who was trying to do like a Guinness World Record challenge or something like that for like fucking in the sky.
Yeah.
So she like had sex. I'm pretty sure she had sex in the air with a person, and somebody had to like record to show the mediators or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think, did we talk about Sandra or Elena? Because that is one more. Sandra or Elena. She died after she fell from an 8th floor hotel balcony in Los Angeles while having sex with her boss. Now, according to her boss, they had been changing positions, which is important. You gotta switch it up. If you're fucking while you're dangling out of a window, probably just don't do that and just get it done quickly and safely. Why are you doing this? Maybe strap yourself in somewhere so you're not going to fall out of the window if you really need to. Anyway, while they were changing positions, she lost her balance and she fell over the railing and plunged into the concrete below. Here's what I'm picturing in my head. He pulled out and she like was turning around or something and she went, ah. Hopefully when she was falling, it was like, I wanted to suck your dick one last time.
Or maybe how long do you think he was on trial for her murder?
I don't know. I mean, they probably investigated him for murder. I don't know if he ever went to trial, but that's a good question. I wonder, we should look him up and see what he did.
Yeah. I mean, forensics is pretty good at determining if something is a suicide or
the way the body falls.
Yeah. And I mean, if he like went to the police right away and said this happened, then they're probably not going. It throws the suspicion or the probable cause for him to be the murderer
right
out pretty quickly. Because if he murdered her, you would think he would try and cover it up.
This next one is a little funny. I've never really been in this situation before. This man was smothered by breasts. Donna Lang allegedly smothered her lover to death inside a mobile home in Washington in 2013. The intoxicated woman claimed that she didn't know the man died, although a witness claimed to have seen her crush his face with her chest. My first question is, what is happening that there's a witness to this? Was this an orgy? Was this like a threesome, or was this a situation where they're in a trailer park and they're all drinking and the woman was like, hey, Henry, wouldn't it be so funny if I just smothered James with my titties? And they were like, yeah, do it. And she just fucking, and he was like sleeping and she was just like, ah, ha, ha, and she killed him. Like, which one would you say?
Probably the third or the last one you said.
Yeah, there, right? Yeah. So a year before that, there was this lawyer from Germany and he accused his girlfriend of trying to kill him with her 38 double D breasts. So he said, hey, I want to make this claim. My ex-girlfriend, she tried to kill me with her titties. So his story goes that while they were having sex, he said, suddenly she grabbed my head and pushed it between her breasts with all of her might. I couldn't breathe anymore, and I must have turned blue. I couldn't tear myself free, and I thought I was going to die. And he said he eventually managed to free himself. And he said to his ex-girlfriend, why would you want to smother me to death with your titties? And she said, my treasure, I wanted your death to be as pleasurable as possible.
I mean, I don't know. Choking to death doesn't sound very pleasurable, though.
Yeah, being smothered does not sound great. I remember... I've never really gone to strip clubs. I've been three times in my life. Once was the very first time I went with a bunch of friends, and it was just like, hee hee, we're young and we've never done anything before, right? And it was like Montreal, and it was this big deal, part of our trip. The other two times were in Toronto. There's a really famous strip club on like Yonge Street. I can't remember the name of it, but it's been in movies and stuff. Like, it's really famous. So I had to go check it out. And then I went with a friend of mine. She had told me she went there just to have drinks. But I didn't understand because they don't have good prices for drinks. Like you have to pay an entry fee and then it's a two drink minimum. If you're sitting there, you're almost expected to tip as well. And like, I really can't afford that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Trying to put myself through college, I can't put someone else through college. But so you have to go. The point of it was a fun time though. Every time, like it was an event. It was an exciting thing. So I, now that I'm thinking about it, it would have been four because the other time would have been three. Anyway, the fourth time that I went by myself. I don't know. I was just I had gone out for drinks with friends. And I was walking home, like going to the station, and I just walked past it. I just was like, fuck it. I'll go inside. Why not? Mm-hmm. And so I went in, and so I was sitting there, and I had a couple drinks, and, you know, woman after woman would come over because they're trying to get, you know, it was like you pay the bouncer, you pay the doorman, like the bouncer in the back, $20, and then each song, it's like another 20, like... Woman after woman would come up to me and they would say, hey, you know, like, how you doing? And they flirt with you and that, you know, they're salesmen.
Yeah.
Right. It's a car salesman coming over and trying to sell themselves, basically, like not in a derogatory term, but like that is what they're doing. Right. They're talking themselves up. Yeah. Right. Flirting with you, making you feel comfortable, that sort of thing, too. And, you know, I just wasn't interested. Like, I'm just, you know, I was dating somebody at the time and I thought, oh, she, you know, she might get a little bit upset about this and like be uncomfortable, so I'll just hang out here and have a drink and just chill instead, right? And it honestly, that whenever I went, it was like, it wasn't busy in there, but for whatever reason there was a lot of dancers there that evening. Normally there wasn't that many any other time that I'd been there, and I guess I say normally, but I'd only been there to that location twice, right, before this time. Anyway, this story is developing into something else. This one woman came up after repeated people coming over. Well, not people, women. Okay, let's be clear. This one woman comes over. Beautiful. They're all beautiful. And they were all funny and very flirtatious and nice. But there was just something about this woman when she came over. She sat down next to me. And they all have this little handkerchief or a bandana thing they lay down on the table, right? Most of the women would come over and they would be wearing something, and then while they're talking to you and trying to convince you to go dance, they would take the top off or whatever, right? This woman, she started talking about her everything. And she said, you don't mind if I take these off? And she started taking her her panties off. And I was like, I mean, do your thing, right? Like, and so she talking to me, and there was just something about the way that she was talking to me and everything. And I just felt like, yeah, like it would be so much fun to get a dance from you. So she took me in the back. I gave the guy money and I gave her, I think I gave her 40. She gave me like a really nice dance and it was really respectful. And then she asked me why I wasn't putting my hands all over her. And I was like, is that a fucking option? Anyway, the wild thing that she did was she took her boobies. She had nice boobies. I got to say it like that.
Nice because boobies.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about all these stories that I tell you guys.
Uh-huh.
Everybody can hear this.
Mm-hmm.
These personal stories, these inner thoughts that I have. And when people, like when I go out on dates or I meet people and they ask what I do, I tell them about this and they look it up. So I got to say boobies. Because then it's not, then I'm not fucking super weird. I'm just like, it's like, oh, he's odd, but he's kind of cute. He said boobies. So it's like, he is talking about tits for 20 minutes, but like boobies. Oh, he said boobies. I'm really not that weird. I just, this is an opportunity for me to be weird. So
yeah,
fuck it. Why not? I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, she took her boobs and her breasticles. Have you ever heard that word?
I have heard that term before. It's a very weird
it's
term.
It's fucking weird. It is weird.
Just makes me think of like...
boob balls?
Like saggy, lumpy boobs.
Wrinkly, no nipple tits.
We
got off track. All right, so...
I'm not talking about it.
Yeah. Only I could ruin like a sexy stripper scene. Oh, man. I should make a movie where it's like a beautiful woman with the most beautiful set of tits and they turn into testicle tits. Like some David Lynch shit. Just a fucking... Anyway, she took her titties.
Uh-huh.
I was at the end. She took her titties and she pulled my glasses off and she just... The whole point of this was this one sentence. She smothered me with her tits. And I should have just said that from the very beginning. We wouldn't have had the chesticle thing. I should have just... not made it a big story and just said those four words.
And you know what? The entire time, neither of us brought up motorboating.
Right. But we brought up...
Chesticles. You could also say breasticles.
Breasticles. So breasticles makes me think of titty balls.
Like balls with nipples on
them? Yeah. But they're smooth and supple.
Oh.
Smooth, supple... titty balls, like little Nicky when he gets the tits on his head, but they're on his balls.
Not where I thought we were going to be going tonight. Although I should not be surprised, we're talking about death by sex.
What a way to end the season. Thank you so much for being here. We've got plenty more stories.
Oh yeah.
Sergey Tuganov. So when I read this, I read Sergey Tuganov.
I believe it's Sergey.
Do you think so?
I'm pretty sure.
Do you think so?
Sergey Tuganov.
S-E-R-G-E-Y. I believe that's Sergey.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure the last name is Tuganov or Tuganov. The T-S would be Tsu.
I mean, you're probably right, but I just want to... I just want to picture the idea of...
Sergey Tuganov?
Sergey Tuganov.
I thought I was supposed to come on here to help you from going off on these fucking tangents, but I think I'm making it worse.
It's because we are talking about how people are fucking all the time. So this story about Sergey Tuganov, how would you say his name?
Sergey Tuganov.
So Cam would say Sergey Tuganov?
I think so.
And I would say Sergey Tuganov. So this is another story from Russia. This one is from 2009. Two women had bet Sergey. You would say Sergey?
I don't know anymore.
This is his real name. However you actually pronounce it, we don't know. But these two women bet this Russian man that he couldn't have sex with them for 12 hours. And to help him on his quest, he crushed an entire bottle of Viagra. Cannot be good for you.
No. Even if he didn't have sex, I'm pretty sure he would have fucking died.
Like, you know, on Advil, they have a limit
Yeah.
They have directions, instructions. You know, have two. If you're an adult, have 8 max a day.
I'm sure there's warnings on Viagra.
And like how many tablets are in there? Like, you know, if you're looking at Advil, at least like, what is there, 24 minimum, right?
Yeah.
Like, why? Well, I don't know how many would be in Viagra. Maybe
I'm pretty
it's
sure
like,
Viagra comes in like the blister
the
packs.
The blister packs? I don't know. I mean, it would be prescription, right?
I don't know if you need a prescription for Viagra.
Yeah, how would he have access to it if he didn't need it? I mean, we don't know that he didn't need it. Anyway, I'm not going to do a bunch of research on Sergei Sukhanov. If you want to look him up, you can. Google that shit. Google it. Tell me what you come up with.
I can see the search results in my head, and I don't think any of it has to do with this.
So he crushed this entire bottle of Viagra to help him on his journey, and he completed the challenge successfully, and then he died right after. Heart attack. Which will happen when you take Viagra, because I don't know much about it, but doesn't it like have something to do with your blood vessels
I'm
and shit?
I'm pretty sure it's like a blood thinner.
Like it helps you, your blood go to your dick somehow, right?
Yeah.
Like it'll...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a blood thinner, so it helps the blood move faster.
I'm pretty sure there's like off script stuff for it too. Like you can use it for other things as well.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was actually, we should do some research on Viagra. We don't really need to, but maybe if there's another episode, we'll talk about it. But like if there's something that happens in a case, but I'm pretty sure I was watching, I think it was a John Oliver episode about pharmaceuticals. And I'm pretty sure Viagra was meant like created for a different purpose. Anyway, if you're a pharmacist and you check out this show or you're a doctor or something like that. Or something like that. I don't fucking know.
If you know about Viagra.
Yeah, you should let us know. Because it's actually, like, it would be interesting to learn a little bit more about, like, what it was actually intended for. CabinetOfMystery@gmail.com. This is the last time we're going to talk about...
And also, I mean, that goes for anything we talk about. If we say something and you actually know more about it than what we said, or you have some extra information about it, please send it to us. I love learning new things.
Yeah, and even if there's something that we get wrong and you actually know about it because you work in that field or something, let us know. We'd love to talk about it and make those corrections. You know, if you have more information, you can let us know too.
Don't be mean. I'm fragile.
I mean, you could be mean to me. I deserve it. Talking about some wild shit.
So, speaking of searching for Sergei Sukhanov, we've got crushed by porn. So, one man recently died after being crushed by his mountainous collection of pornographic magazines. Well, you wrote this, so you already know where it's from.
Here's the thing. Before you continue about the mountainous collection of porn magazines, when I was a kid, the primo porn, this is going to sound terrible, the primo porn was the Sears catalog collection that my grandmother had just around the corner of the bathroom.
Tyler, this is not porn.
It was for me. When I was young, I didn't have access to any porn. I didn't have a computer at home. I didn't have a phone. So what?
Nothing. It's just, I know what you're saying. Just saying that it's literally not porn.
It is. I feel terrible because I would take these magazines and I would take a magnifying glass and I would try to find the nip. I'm like, oh my God, there it is. Like it was, and you know, you flip through the magazine and you try to find the sheer one, or you try to find like the hint of an areola,
mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh my God, I can picture the rest of your nipple. Yeah, I did. I got in real, real big trouble one day. So what I would do is when I was at my grandmother's house, sounds terrible, but I was a kid and I didn't really think about it. It was an opportunity for me to jerk off. People would leave me alone in the bathroom when I went to my grandma's place. At my place, it was like, get the fuck out. At my grandmother's place, I could go downstairs. I could take a shit. I could read a comic book. I could jerk off for 3 hours and just hide in there. It was perfect. It was bliss. And you're like, when does this end?
No, I'm just listening to your story.
So my thing was I would use those magazines and they would go right back on the shelf. There was no trace of what I was doing, right? Because it was just between God and I. And he knew about my mistakes. After you're just like, dear Lord, I am so sorry. I know that you had to witness that. My God, my Jesus, I pray to you. I pray to you. Lord, give me strength so I don't jerk. Oh, wait, look at those. Cotton panties? Okay, hold on, Jesus. my friend's idea. He liked those Sears catalogs too. He liked those Sears magazines. He had a different idea. He would cut out around them and he would take, so his mom would flip through and she would just see cut out of like a woman body there instead of the whole page. And so what he did is he had like this wood paneling on his wall. So he would peel back a little and he would stuff the thing in. And then it would have a string tied to it. He'd pull it back up whenever he needed it. So I was very smart, right? And I thought to myself, I don't have access to a computer at home. I don't have any porn at home. How do I get this done? So I went and we had this it was like a snow day, right? We had a couple of snow days in a row and you had free time where you could work on the computer and whatever. So I thought, I got a great idea. I'll go to playboy.com, type it in playboy.com, and I'll find, you know, pictures on here, free ones of the naked women, and I'll send it to that printer, and I will print my own porn. Was it in black and white? Yes, it was, but...
Nothing could go wrong.
Nothing could go wrong, and nothing could stop me once I got that first glimpse of the titty that I had produced. The titty that I had created. It was my titty. Yeah, so I got caught printing porn at my elementary school.
Library?
Nope.
Or was it computer room?
Computer room. And so he goes around and he's like, everybody open all the windows that are on your screen. And I was like, huh. So I start closing. Uh-oh, pop up. And he's behind me and it's like,
oh.
Suck my dick. Pew, pew. All these pop-ups coming up. He's like, why don't you just turn the computer off? Go to the office. And I was like, all right. And I get up and there's like a couple sheets of porn that fall out of my pocket. And I'm like, oh, wow, you really collected a lot there, Mr. O. I was like, yeah. He goes, go to the office. And I said, okay, well, I got to take a leak. And he's like, all right, whatever, man. Just like end up at the office, whatever you do. So I run to the washroom and I empty my pockets because there's no way I'm getting caught with all this porn. And I had so much porn. I was working at it. And I emptied my pockets. I dumped out all the porn. And I, you know, my first thought was, okay, I'll throw it in the garbage. And I thought, no. Like, you are going to leave evidence if you throw it in the garbage, right? So I started ripping it up, and I thought, this is going to take forever. I have to go to this office. Like, I have to get rid of this right now. And then he comes down the stairs, and he goes, where are you? You know? And, oh, shit. What am I going to do? I have pockets full of porn. So I take out all of this printed material, and it's not only is it printed, right? Not ripped up or anything, but it's folded. I folded it a specific way so it was folded just so I could see the tits and the pussy. Like everybody, mm-hmm. you know, everything involved,
yeah.
But just like not, it wasn't any white. You know what I mean? Like you had printed out just one image. I didn't know how to do like a collage or shit, you know? So I had folded these up like big, bulky, you know? And so here I was just throwing him into the toilet, pushing it down with my bare hand and flushing it. And the water is flowing up to my arms and I'm pushing it and shoving it down the drain, trying to get this. And I'm flushing as I'm pushing it and it's overflowing now. And it and I'm like, oh, shit, if I go to this office and I'm wet, he's going to know it's me. Right. So I flush it a few more times and it's, you know, continues to overflow. And now it's pushing out some of the titty pictures and there's big pussy staring at me floating down to the drain and it's stuck there and I'm like, fuck. And he's yelling at me and I said, you know, to myself, I gotta leave it. What else do I do? If I stay here, I'm gonna get my shoes wet. He's gonna come in here, he's gonna see it. If I leave now and act like everything's fine, clean up aisle 4, somebody's gonna come deal with it, right? So we go back to his office and he gets a phone call. Hey, you know, plumbing issue, blah, blah, blah. You should come check this out. And it's just overflowing with piles and piles of porn that I have printed out and tried to flush down the toilet. And he came back into the office. And what he had done is he had taken a few of them, and he had put them in a plastic bag, and he brought it over, and he said, put it on the table. Like, it's like an investigation. He said, hey, you do this?
Can I get the fucking desk lamp and shine it in your face?
I said, no, man, I don't know what that is. And he was like, okay, you know, you were printing porn earlier. Now there's a backlog of printed porn in the bathroom that you were in. Do you think there's some sort of connection? And I thought, you know, what do I say to this guy? So I said to him, there's lots of other kids here today. I got in a lot of trouble. If it's a snow day, keep your son at home, he says to my mom. He was nice. He didn't say, hey, your son was caught with piles of porn that he had printed off the internet. He spent the entire snow day pretending to play games and instead just downloading mountains of pornography. So when you started that, those two stories are what I thought of.
Yeah. Well, so one more quick story. I have a friend who would have blown your fucking mind if you would have seen the collage that she made.
Okay.
She got a hold of a huge stack of porn mags, and she went through and cut out every single vagina and made a collage of vaginas.
Oh my God.
She had just a giant poster board that was a collage of vaginas, and she had it up on her wall in her room. Your little mind would have been fucking blown.
I would have been like, oh my God. Everybody yelp.
So, where were we? Japan. This takes place in Japan. 50-year-old Joji.
Like?
J-O-J-I.
Like the singer?
I don't think he's 50.
No, you're right.
50-year-old Japanese man Joji was found 6 months after his 13,000-pound stash of porn magazines fell on him. I mean, if anyone's going to have that much porn magazines, it's going to be a middle-aged man.
Yeah, and from the sounds of that story, he's probably a hoarder.
Yeah. How else do you have 130,000 pounds of porn magazines? Even if you're a collector, you'd have it boxed up or something.
Yeah, even if you made a career out of it, you would have them boxed up and
or some sort of filing system.
Yeah, it put them in plastic or something too, yeah.
Cleaners tasked with tidying his neglected apartment told news outlets that the entire apartment was crammed with the porn magazines, which, like you said, leads to believe that he's a hoarder.
Yeah.
Now.
Lots of porno mags.
A lot. I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about how much 1,000 pounds of magazines is now. 13,000. That's substantial.
Yep.
I don't even know how much one magazine would weigh, but it's got to be less than 1 pound, so.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about my grandmother's collection of Sears mags, yeah, she might have had porn mags.
Well, according to you, those are porn mags.
Well, I mean, they might as well be. Mm. Oh my God. Before we talk about this next one, I just want to say that Cam has given me a dinosaur stone fruit sour from Phillips Brewing and Malting Company.
It is absolutely one of the best beers that I have had in a long time. I was upset that my wife couldn't try it because she's allergic to apricots.
Mm. Holy fuck. Dude, that is seriously so good.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I really hope they still have it at the liquor store the next time I go there.
Oh, I've never tried this company before, but this honestly is fucking dangerous. It tastes like juice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have tried some incredible sours before. This is fucking phenomenal. The description is, Dino Sour Stone Fruit Sour packs a delightfully tart bite, soured with our house-cultured lactose strain, apricot juice, peach juice, and nectarine flavors. Mingle pre- and post-fermentatious period, balancing sour flavors with light stone fruit sweetness. I was a little confused by mingle pre- and post-fermentatious period. But
I think that's a take on a play on like the Cretaceous period.
Okay, I was super confused. I was super confused. Anyway, it's very punny. It's a really nice,
yeah, beautiful packaging on it.
But yeah, really impressive. I didn't do it justice by describing it there, but it is very. It's tart, but it's not too tart. It's also very sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's very like. If you like the Dino Sour candies, it's very close to those.
Fuck. And here's the thing. Lots of people say they don't like beer. The thing is you haven't tried the right beer. If you're allergic, I understand. Or if you have an aversion to it or something like that, I get it. But if you really think you could like beer and you just haven't tried the right one, just go try something. There's beer wars. There's stuff like that going on. You know what? We should even actually start like a section where we, you know, talk about some of the beers that we have on this show.
Yeah.
Because you guys should really, if you think that you're interested in trying beer, you should try some of the ones that we try on this show.
Maybe we should do a beer club.
I'm on board. I got to put this down. I'm just going to drink that whole thing. Honestly, it literally is like juice. So, I think you have another one to tell us.
Yeah, there's hints of what we're going to be talking about next season in this one.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
We have Death by Neo-Nazi Roleplay.
Mm-hmm.
A neo-Nazi role-playing session ended with the death of 38-year-old Simon Burley. The man had a noose fitted around his neck while his partner played the part of Nazi executioner in full costume. His partner hanged him as part of a sex game they were playing. Their plan was for her to cut him down when he signaled her, however, the knife that she planned on using was blunt and did not cut anything, and by the time that she had arranged for help, he was dead. So, if you're into autoerotic asphyxiation, oh, that's a tough one to say.
Yeah, you got it.
Have an exit plan. Please, for the love of God, have an exit plan and make sure your shit works properly.
Test it out. Yeah, I was just going to say, test it out, please, for the love
also,
of God.
Where the fuck did she get a Nazi costume?
And what role did that play in this whole thing?
I mean, if he's into being choked, he's probably into being scared.
Well, the idea... Yeah, well, okay, fair. The idea was he's into being hanged.
That too, yeah.
That's the whole thing. He had this whole hangman thing, but now it's a Nazi hangman. Next season, Cam just brought this up. Next season, we are going to have a very intense, probably going to end up being a 9-part series talking about Nazism. And we are going to dive into the different world wars, how those influenced Hitler. And we're going to talk about some survivors. We're going to talk about heroic people in the war. We're going to talk about Nazi hunters and people that were put on trial for war crimes. And we'd also like to talk a little bit about anti-fascism in music as well.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about that, you know, it is a little bit of a tough subject, but what's the saying? Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's important for us to, if we're going to talk about these subjects, to touch on something that a lot of people are being raised to believe or being led to believe through Facebook. You know, I don't want to feed into any conspiracy theories, but there are people that are meddling around. There are whole countries that rely on different social medias like WhatsApp and Facebook and that sort of thing to communicate. And they call those things the internet.
Yep.
Right? And so it's difficult to sway public opinion on subjects like that. And even before the invention of the internet, there have been people that have denied the Holocaust, that have denied these things happening. And so next season, we are going to dig deep and we're going to bring up this history and we're going to talk about it in great detail And we are very excited to talk about something that is a very important thing in history, even though it's tragic and demonstrous and upsetting. It's still very important that we continue to talk about it and shine more light on stories of people that haven't really had much of their story told yet.
Yeah. Another thing I want to say is, if you have any book recommendations or movie recommendations for us, we're going to be doing a lot of research, and there are a ton of books out there on World War II, the Nazis, things like that. But the more resources we can have, the better. And, you know, sometimes you get lost in the sea of resources, and when there's too many choices, it's hard to make one choice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you know of any really good resources, let us know. Email us or anything.
The more information, the better.
Yeah, I want to be as educated on this as possible when we do these episodes, so every little bit helps.
So, back to the funny stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
We've got a couple more funny sex tales for you before we leave you for the season. A couple died after the car that they were having sex in rolled into a body of water. Anita Harold, 35 years old, and her boyfriend, Richard Lang, 30 years old, died when their car plunged into the Beverley Beck in East Yorkshire in November 2002. My theory, because I've heard of this happening before, is that they accidentally bumped something.
Gear shift.
Or... yeah, and now they're in the water and they can't get out. And I don't know what a beck is, but now they're in there. So, I don't know, I've heard of the Condor Bar before. We were talking about strip clubs before, and now a topless bar, the Condor Bar in San Francisco.
Yep.
The club featured a white baby grand piano that would be lowered from the ceiling. The piano would be lowered down, and a stripper, I guess I should say a dancer.
Erotic dancer?
Is it exotic?
Exotic.
An erotic dancer.
Man, is that not the same thing?
I don't fucking know. I respect everybody that shows their boobs. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Do it.
No shade.
Yeah. Go for
it. It's awesome.
Fire it up.
I wish I could do that.
I wish I could make some money. Fuck. I think about selling feet pics over here. I don't know. If I could... man, could you imagine how empowering that would be too? Nobody wants to see me topless. When I go to the beach, people turn around. Imagine going on a stage and people love it.
Throw money at you.
Right?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Right? So, if anything, we are jealous of you. If anything.
Yeah.
So, this piano, it would have a dancer come down from the ceiling, and that was part of the act. The piano would come down, and then the dancer would come down from a trap door. After the bar had closed one night in November 1983, the bouncer and his girlfriend, they decided that they were going to have sex on the piano. While they were having sex, they accidentally hit the lever and started the hydraulics to get the piano to go back up because the piano had been down.
Yeah.
Now they kicked it up really quickly. The thing is that this wasn't... this was... and so he was on top, she was underneath, and the piano was underneath her. And when it shot back up, he was instantly crushed and killed, and she was sandwiched between him and the piano.
Ah.
Overnight.
Oh.
Until the janitor came in, whatever time he came in the next day. Fuck. So
that's brutal.
That's trauma.
Who's going to clean that piano?
Yeah.
I guess here's the janitor.
Thing. Yeah, here's the thing. The piano was white.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. They probably just got a new one.
Yeah, I think you got to burn that piano.
Yeah, you do. I think it would be possessed. Yeah.
Ooh, that poor lady, though, like, being stuck there.
Yeah.
And she obviously didn't die.
No, I'm sure she had some injuries, but it was probably like that same idea as the other people, just like cushioned by that person.
She is stuck between a dead guy and a piano.
Yep.
And not a rock and hard place.
Nope, but kind of. I mean, you could think about his penis as being a rock and the piano as being a hard place.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
Oh, my God. So, when I was doing my research, most of what I had found about people that had died from having sex had died from cardiac arrest. So, essentially, they're having sex and they end up having an issue with their heart, right? You know, like I said earlier, it's less than 1% worldwide of like all fatalities from that, those that are recorded occurred during sex. Some of the stories that I had read and did a little bit of research on were people, this one guy was having sex with somebody and his wife caught them and killed him while he was having sex with her. Another woman, her husband didn't trust her, so he welded a chastity belt and he had locked it up, and I guess part of it had cut her.
Oh.
But she lived, like, he would leave and he would lock her up so she couldn't have sex with anybody, but then she couldn't really do anything because she was like locked up.
Yeah.
So she ended up getting a cut and whatever material was made out of poisoned her.
Blood poisoning.
And she died because she couldn't go anywhere because she had the chastity belt on.
Fuck.
But one story that I read was about a man. I'm not entirely sure from the article. I didn't really understand it. I just thought the concept of it was pretty wild. I didn't really understand what they were saying, how they explained it. But essentially, he had what they found from the coroner's report. But he had such amazing sex that he just everything like popped. Wild. So I guess the moral of the story here is maybe be smart about having sex. Maybe be smart about how you do it. Make sure that you're not hanging out of a helicopter when you try fucking, unless you're strapped into a parachute that someone else is controlling or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, another thing we could probably bring up is how many people have died from autoerotic asphyxiation on their own.
See, I also read another article that it was at least 8 to 10 well-known figures that had killed themselves that way. And when you think about that, there are a lot of people that have died that way. When you think about that, that is something that you need to have a discussion with other people before you do something like that. If you're going to do it, you need to have a conversation with people in your life that you feel would respect you doing this and would be there to help you if this is something that you truly want to do. Because if you do it on your own, it's extremely dangerous and you should never do that shit on your own.
And we're also not saying go and tell everybody you know that you're into this,
because that's also probably not a great idea. As this show has gone to prove that maybe I shouldn't talk about my dick and balls and taking pictures of my asshole and having everybody that works for me have access to me talking about taking photographs of my own asshole, talking about, oh, I think my dick is great, but I don't love looking at it when I get out of the shower. And people are supposed to go to work and respect me when I tell them to do something. And all they can think about is me talking about stories about a preacher learning how to jerk off from a fellow little boy in school. Now I'm just putting that connection together between those guys. God damn it! Is everybody just jerking off?
Not everybody, but most.
Most. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another season of the Cabinet of Dr. Mystery. We have more seasons planned out. We have so much stuff that we want to talk to you about and so much stuff that we want to dive in. We have an amazing season planned next season. We're going to have some amazing content right off the bat ready for you as soon as you tune in. So make sure that you come back. Cam, you have anything to add? Ooh,
yeah.
Why don't we hold hands for the end of the episode? Yay!
No, I just wanted to say thanks for bringing me on. This has been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed doing the research and talking about these things. Really looking forward to next season. I know it's going to get a little dark at times, but we usually keep each other pretty pretty happy, pretty, what's the word I'm looking for?
Balanced.
Yeah. In good spirits about all the sad stuff.
And it's important to talk about that stuff, too. It might not be as fun or funny, right? But it's important to discuss it, and that's part of what we're doing, too.
So, yeah, I can't wait till next season, and look forward to talking to you guys about Nazis.
Yeah, well, you know, thanks for coming on board and helping me out with those episodes that you were a part of this season, and we're excited to continue next season, and we're going to be bringing you plenty of stuff. We got lots of amazing cases that we're going to talk about, but you know, we are most excited about the it's probably going to end up being at least 9-part series about Nazism. I think especially with recent incidents in recent years, I think it's important to bring that up and discuss that as well. Mm-hmm. But we have got some really wild stuff coming up for you next season. But anyway,
time to close the cabinet.
Once again, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you back for the next season.
This episode is produced by Death Hotel Creative. Presented by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Hosted by myself, Dr. Mystery, and Cam.
Hey there.
For member access to exclusive releases, bonus episodes, and bloopers, visit youtube.com/cabinetofmystery or sign up wherever you're listening.
To view more of our art and grab your exclusive Cabinet of Mystery merch, visit us at notwhatwesay.com. Connect with us on Twitter at OpenTheCabinet or on Instagram at Cabinet of Mystery. You can also hit up our email, cabinetofmystery@gmail.com.
Please leave us a comment or review if you enjoyed the show, and let us know what topics you'd like to hear in the future.
If you'd like to leave us a voice message and appear in upcoming episodes, leave us a voicemail at anchor.fm/cabinetofmystery. For sources on this episode, please see the episode description.
Thank you for listening, and please subscribe or follow for more episodes.
Although fatalities from sex are less than 1%... No, let's try that again. Although fatality... Oh, I just punched the mic. Okay. There's still some wild and crazy stories about people that have died during sexual intercourse. No, okay. No.
Sexual intercourse. All right,
all right.
Sexual intercourse.
Sexual intercourse.
In today's season finale episode... Oh, fucking Christ, man. I just got to get through this one thing.
Cleaner's tasked with tidying up his... fuck it. 6 months after his 100... Oh, nope, sorry. Autoerotic asphyxia...
Uh-huh. So. Anyway, the point of the fucking story.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna make it more wild and, you know, make it a whole thing about Jesus Christ. She... I don't know, last week sometime we got some beer.
Last week sometime.
Sexual intercourse.